स्टूडेंट, दिस इज डॉक्टर मोहम्मद फिरोज आलम, डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ इंग्लिश, बीएन कॉलेज भागलपुर. टुडे माय टॉपिक ऑफ टीचिंग इज बेकन्स एसेज ऑफ स्टडीज. बेकन थ्रू ए सिलोलॉजिस्ट ट्रिपार्टाइट स्टेटमेंट बिगिंस हिज आर्गुमेंट टू वैलिडेट द यूजफुलनेस एंड एडवांटेज ऑफ स्टडी इन आवर लाइफ. ही हैज द पावर ऑफ कंप्रेसिंग इनटू अ फ्यू वर्ड्स अ ग्रेट बॉडी ऑफ थॉट. Thus he puts forward the three basic purposes of study. Studies serve for delight, for ornament, and for ability. He later expands his sentence to bring lucidity and clearness. Studies feel us delight and aesthetic pleasure when we remain private and solitary. While we discourse, our studies add decoration to our speech. The main of study can decide based on the right lines in business and politics. Bacon deprecate too much studies and the scholar's habit to make his judgment from his reading instead of using his independent views. Bacon is a consummate artist of Renaissance spirits. Thus he knows the expanse of knowledge and utility of studies. He advocates a scientific inquiry of studies through an exquisite metaphor drawn from botany. He compares human mind to a growing plant, as the growing plants need to be pruned and watered and manured for optimum development. The new growing conscience of us are to be tutored, mounted, oriented, and revived by studies. But it is experience which ultimately matures our perception and leads us to perfection. My dear friends, it is very interesting for all of us to know about the advantage of learning. It is a magnum opus book of Bacon. He makes systematic classification of studies and considers different modes to implied with different kinds of books. Some books are to be tasted, others to be swallowed, and some few to be chewed and digested. The books according to its value and utility are to be divided into various modes of articulations. The worthy classical pragmatic sort are to be adorned by expertise, reading with diligence, while the minor sort of books or less important books are to be read in summary or by duty. Again, the global span of knowledge in today's time is revealed in his analysis of various subjects and their benefits. The scholarly mind of Bacon here makes the subtle observation. Histories make men wise, poets witty, the mathematics subtle, natural philosophy deep, moral grave, logic and rhetoric able to contain. Very interesting, my dear friend, just to take notice of the above quoted lines from his studies. Studies do not save a perfect man without the needed conference and writing. And therefore, if a man writes little, he had need a great memory. If he confer little, he had need have much cunning to seem to know that he didn't. Bacon further tells us that our studies pass into our character. Rightly so, the constitution of our moral disposition is the outcome of our learning and experience. Of studies contains almost all the techniques of Bacon's essay, writing, and the world of his mind. It is full of wisdom, teachings, and didacticism. In short, I would like to conclude in a style, the essay is epigrammatic proverbial form of balance and force. It is full of warmth and color, profound wit and knowledge, experience and observation. Thank you very much for patient hearing, my dear student. In the next class, I will talk about different topics.